with your maracas.
Arriba!
Or castanets.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I was like, that's wrong. Maracas are the...
That's pretty good. Do you have to throw up afterwards?
Yes, that's the rule of the maracas. No, it's so you know you were in beat. Back me up here, Alex.
But yeah,
you're brown.
Right.
You're brown. Back me up.
What?
I mean, like brown like a pinto bean, like me, not brown like a like a Pepsi.
Not brown like a Pepsi. Brown like a pinto bean, not like a Pepsi.
So you're not gonna back me up, huh, Alex? That's how this is gonna be.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Ryan.
You have to throw up after playing the maracas, so so that way you know you're in good.
Oh,
in,
oh yeah, in, you're supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
That's rule one.
Welcome to the Team Mongoose Podcast!
Woohoo!
Yeah, I'll take it. You can always edit his voice in later saying 106, I guess.
Put like mad reverb on that.
Nope. I'll think about it.
Let's start playing the Undertaker theme for the intro song.
Are we the Undertaker?
No, he's just my favorite wrestler.
Collectively? Maybe we should ask Bagetta.
No.
Just Bagetta, who is best wrestler?
Who is best?
You want me to send him a text?
I'm sending him one in the Skype chat. He's usually on.
Bagetta, who is best wrestle?
Best better, Terry. I did it. There you go. I deleted the R.
Good. Good.
And assuming he gets back in time, you know, will depend on our theme song.
We'll find out.
Yep. We may not know until tomorrow when the guy gets back to me. Yeah, or yeah. Maybe this podcast will never come out. You guys want that to happen?
The hidden podcast.
Brian, no, you can't. You guys can't vote.
Stop it. I don't care who you
think. I want
think
you to strike
is.
That from the record.
I had a typo on Bag's name and I put Vag's. Because the V's right next to the B. But I fixed
bees.
It. Yeah, speaking of bees, Alex has been watching a certain something.
What? What?
Wow, you're not even paying attention.
Well, okay, to be fair, he's not even at that part.
No,
yeah, that's what
he's
I was confused.
Not, but he knows what we're talking about.
No, I don't.
You do too, damn it. Arrested Development. You're watching Arrested Development. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm up to speed with the banana stand thing now, though.
That there's money in the banana stand?
I get money in the banana stand.
I get the banana stand finally, guys.
Soon you'll get all of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what are your feelings?
I like it. It's not, you know, oh my god, it's hilarious. It's just, it's funny, but it's also fun to watch.
Yes, it is fun to watch, but I disagree with you. I have good laughs.
Mm-hmm. I do have laughs, but it's not like I'm roaring in laughter in my chair. And
all right, I'll give you that. Now, in a year, when you're on your second run through, tell me how hilarious it actually is, okay?
Yeah, Alex, I was the same way. When I first watched it, I was like, okay, this has some moments or whatever, but it's not, like, super funny. But that show, like, lives in, like, this realm. And, like, where people are quoting it and stuff like that and talking about it. And then if you watch it with other people who like the show, too, that's where a lot of good shit happens. Like, if we could watch it together, it'd be a lot better.
Oh, my God, we have to. We watched it together at your house.
Yeah, it was good. You can actually see it in the fan mail video. When I pan over to Sarah, you can see it up on my TV where it's paused. It says Arrested Development.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I finished the new season. Ryan, have you?
Oh, yeah, I finished it a couple days ago.
Oh, I finished it the first day it came out like I did with House of Cards. I just
if
sat
it wasn't,
there
if I wasn't on an airplane, I would have done the same thing, Terry.
Yeah.
I was exhausted.
And now you have nothing to watch.
No, actually, I'm going to go. I'm on season two right now, and I'm going to watch all the way through again.
Not you. Oh, I was talking about Terry.
Me, yeah.
Start it over, Terry, and watch it.
Yeah. I was planning on it.
To rewatch Arrested Development?
Just season 4.
No, I'm starting all the way over. I started the weekend it came out and got to season 2. And then I just watch one right before I go to bed and I pass out.
Season 4 from my perspective, since I came basically from watching the first 3 seasons and then directly right into the 4th one.
Mm-hmm.
You could definitely tell that it's different.
I could too. I've watched the series probably, I would say 10 times since it's been canceled, maybe more.
Yeah.
And it's definitely different, and it's getting quite a few negative reviews about it being different, and I personally enjoyed it. I enjoyed the longer episodes to get to the character development a little bit faster than usual.
I think...
it took us 3 seasons to get to know somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they really, What are your feelings?
I feel like my biggest complaint is you can definitely tell that they weren't able to film it with everyone there at once.
Not all the time. Yeah, there were occasions where they were definitely there.
Yeah, there's occasions where everyone's there. And then a lot of the times it's not. And that's kind of what I miss about the older seasons. It's one episode, you'll go through everybody.
Yeah.
That's true, because I realized that Michael Cera... There was a moment in that, in the middle of the season where I was just like, where the fuck has Michael Cera been?
What movie's coming out soon? What was he just filming?
I don't know what he's
doing. I'll look it up.
But
Kick-Ass 2?
I felt that way about Buster for the entire show.
Yeah, I mean, Buster's not one of my favorites. He makes me laugh, but... He kind of is, when that PR lady's talking, I think he's actually describing the way they're, how they rated with people. You know how they do that? They do, rooms.
Yeah.
And that's actually, Buster makes people feel alienated and, and uncomfortable. I think that was, actual, fact about their characters.
Yeah, Buster got, his one episode at the end, and that was, all you see of him, aside from once every now and then. So, yeah, I just miss,
I agree.
It was weird watching the episodes, and it's okay, are we going to go to this other character now? No, we're going to stay on this one for this whole episode.
Yeah.
It was, still funny, but it's
Yeah, it was kind of, I admit, that was the...
I wanted Buster everybody. Heavy. I wanted everybody.
It was Buster heavy?
Yeah.
The last episode?
Yeah. His episode. That was how this whole season was structured. Episode, everybody got, an episode or two.
Except well, yeah, like, Michael and George Michael got, 3.
George M. Harris?
No, you can't say that. That's why I didn't say that.
Why?
Tobias got 2.
2?
Lindsay got 2. Maybe got 1.
I'm going to say Michael got 4.
Michael got, the most. He got, 4.
Yeah.
George Michael had, 2. Lucille had 1. And then George had, I want to say 2.
Or 3. We have to do the math.
All him and Oscar thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is funny.
I just love... I don't want these. You know what I'm talking about, Terry? When he first meets Oscar.
No.
I don't want these.
I will say, though, that last episode, it being Buster heavy, I kind of, rounded it about because they had this giant, conclusion or whatever about...
Don't say anything.
I know.
About the thing.
About the thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh. That made me that made me do this, by the way.
Well, it's... No.
I'm just going to take my headphones off. It's going to look like I'm taking my headphones off, but that's because I am.
Okay, so let's wrap it up.
We'll just wrap it up. I just want to say this one thing.
Okay.
Is that episode was all about Buster, and then that thing happens, and it just kind of happens, and it ends.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
It was really abrupt, and they have these longer episodes. Why not, cut out some of the Buster shit and actually do the important stuff that they wanted to do?
Because everybody gets an episode, and Buster didn't get an episode until the end.
I have no complaints with it.
By the way, Michael Cera was in the movie This Is the End. comes out this year. So that's probably what it is.
All right, anyway, moving on.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I was about to say something that was probably... Well, it didn't matter that much, but yeah, let's move on.
Well, Alex, I hope you enjoy the show. I was actually watching it when Dwight called.
One thing, though, that Spencer told me was Lindsay... Okay, in the first season, Lindsay is so fucking hot. And then he tells me, like, towards the later season, she just looks fucked up.
Dude, you can't even recognize... It took... I was not convinced that she was the same actor in the first season.
She's definitely... It's... Yeah, she can definitely
plastic
tell
surgery, dude. Older. Ellen's rich.
But
that's disappointing because she was... She
Ellen DeGeneres is rich. I'm sure she just uses her money to get plastic surgery.
What?
She's Ellen... It's Ellen DeGeneres' wife.
Oh, really? They're married.
Yes.
Huh. I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Wait, you may know. Yeah, because it's common knowledge.
I'm sorry that I don't know every lesbian. Okay.
I'm sorry I'm not up to par with my Ellen knowledge.
Right?
Obviously, you guys don't work at a job where all you have is buddy ears. And you watch The Bill Show at 3 o'clock every day because...
What the fuck is The Bill Show?
The Bill Cunningham Show. It's like a better Jerry Springer. They don't fight. They're not allowed to fight. They're not allowed to...
Cheese Springer. It's real nice.
He gets on his knees and he's like, tell me the cheese on the cracker.
I'm sorry.
It's like the icing on the cake. Like, what pushed you over the edge?
Tell me the cheese on the cracker.
What's the cheese on the cracker?
This guy has to
Google yes. Bill Cunningham, and his audience is just like black people. His guests are just black people, and he is just ghetto as shit. And I don't get it, like, because he is a very, very white man,
very, very old man.
Yes, and old. But he's like down on his knees, and he's like, and then one time he's like, "Yep, yeah, she's a ho, ho, ho."
Don't you think that he's probably been saying that saying for so long that he's just too old, and people don't correct him? He's like, "Oh, he's." He's old.
No, it's his thing. He even had the Cheese on the Cracker Awards. Like, that's not the scene. That's not the right Bill Cunningham.
Ryan's down, everybody.
Ryan down.
Dwight, that's not the right Bill Cunningham.
What? I looked up Bill Cunningham.
That's the photographer, not the talk show host.
It looks the same dude.
No, it's not.
What? Is it this guy? Oh, God. I hope it's not this guy.
Show me.
Is it this dude?
Yes.
What?
That's Bill. That's fucking Bill.
What's wrong with this face?
Don't you?
It's like just, tiny eyes and like it's close together. And he has a big forehead, and his mouth is just like, bam.
Whoa.
Right, Terry?
His eyes are just...
You guys should find a clip of his show. Like,
okay, wait. Because this picture loaded so slow, it was like 56. Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, it's a guy. There's his forehead. There's his hair. It's just like...
Oh, it reminds me...
Giant ass head.
With the eyes that are just like...
It reminds me of that Will Smith picture where they shrunk his...
God damn it, Frank.
Oh, shit.
Holy, this is the actual thing. That's his face. All right, so I found a video. So... This only has 3,500 views. Let me find something that has a little bit more.
We doing videos right now?
Okay, maybe not. Whatever, I'll put up the YouTube search for this dude, and you guys can all find stuff on your own time. But it does look like exactly how Ryan said it was, just by looking at the thumbnails here.
Just a bunch of black people and their problems.
And then there's quality daytime TV.
And then there's occasionally just this like these like white trash couples with some weird ass shit going on.
Kind of like the name of this episode, Stop Dating Your Daddy.
Oh my god, all the YouTube comments are from black chicks.
That's me!
Oh, this is great.
Oh my god, Alex.
He's right. Except yeah. I think the number two comment's not a chick. Just a BTW.
There's one right there by Cynthia Higgins, and in caps, she just yells, "That's nasty as hell."
That's nasty as hell.
And then the two down below that, y'all crazy as hell.
So on your local CW network at 3 o'clock.
Of course it's not CW. That figures. That explains everything.
That's nasty.
Pretty sure it comes on like right after Roseanne, which makes it even more hilarious. Like,
Roseanne's still on TV.
It's the worst show I've ever seen in my life.
It's,
I hate
it's
it so
reruns,
much.
Probably.
Well, yeah, of course. It's
but yeah, but I mean, they're still showing it on TV. Like, why? Yeah.
An hour of it. Excessive.
An hour of Roseanne is.
And
excessive.
I don't know why they do it. The CW always runs like the seasons like parallel and not, or not parallel, but like
staggered.
Yeah, it drives me up a wall. I'm like, just show me the next fucking episode. Don't make me wait till tomorrow. Like, I'm already down for the hour. Not with Roseanne. I'm talking like Friends.
I've never really watched Friends. I don't think I've ever actually seen a whole episode of Friends. I've seen bits and pieces.
I love Friends.
I love that show.
Fucking hilarious.
Friends is the original How I Met Your Mother. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's the original a lot of shows, you know?
No.
If you want to break it down.
I don't know.
You know, Terry.
It was a good show. Very balanced.
It was. It held up well for the 10 years that it ran.
Brenny loves Friends. He has all the DVDs.
So do I.
That was very subtle.
Ryan, do you have allergies?
did
a bug just fly in your eye?
He's doing a little Lucille.
Hey, where are you in the show right now, Alex?
Right?
Are you to season two yet?
Just almost. I'm like at the end of season.
Have you? I'm just gonna ask you. It doesn't change. Have you seen Lucille wink?
Yeah, it's like that's like the first episode she winks.
I don't remember.
Oh, it's so gross.
I like it when she's looking at her pill bottles. Where it
says, yeah. Because like, she's just like, clothes is so independent.
Yeah, it's just like, whoop.
Yeah, there you go. Can't move your other eye at all. And then I like
from
how
all that
Michael
Botox.
Like turns away and she walks around him. And
yes.
She looks exactly like Mallory Archer.
That's like her character.
Yeah. I know. It's fun. Yeah, she acts just the same way as the character. Yeah. It's funny to me.
She occasionally reminds me of my mother.
That's the same thing with like David Cross. He plays almost the same character in almost everything too. But they play it well. So same with Will Arnett.
Who's David Cross?
Tobias.
Tobias.
What's the dad's name?
George.
Jason.
Regardless, he plays a lawyer in Law and Order SVU, and every time he comes on, I just start laughing. Like every word that comes out of that guy's mouth is hilarious. I'm telling you, my victim is innocent, or my client is innocent. He did not rape this woman. He was busy raping this woman and killing her. I'm like,
Jason Bateman.
No, that's
Michael.
That's Michael, yeah. Fool. You.
Who did you
talking
say?
About? George.
George.
Oh.
Oscar.
Oscar, yeah.
I don't know why my brain registered that as Michael.
Now, I just
Michael.
Made it, now he's going to Google Will Arnett because I said George Oscar. So confusing. George Oscar Bluth. George Michael Bluth. Who else? What's Michael's middle name? Isn't it like George as well?
Probably, I don't know.
He's Michael
Jeffrey Tambor.
Six of the show.
Jeffrey Tambor is
yeah.
George Bluth Sr.
Yes, but he plays a hilarious lawyer in Law & Order SVU.
Say something funny.
Do a trick.
Do a trick. These aren't tricks.
It's what your whore does for money.
That's such a good
like
comeback
they
for
brought
that.
That back, too.
Yeah.
Illusions. I'll give you $20 if you call it a trick. It's a trick!
See, I love that show. Let's end the podcast now. I'm going to go watch some Arrested Development.
I like how we got away from it and we just came on back.
Sorry. All right, what do you want to talk about?
Isn't season finale of Game of Thrones this Sunday?
I don't know. I'm not caught up. Don't talk about it.
Wow, already?
Yeah.
God damn.
They only do like 10 episodes a season, and they're on episode 8 right now.
I don't know. Let me Google it.
Gaggle it.
Spoilers.
And then we gotta wait like another year for 10 more episodes.
Yep.
Hold on to your dicks.
No, sorry, though. It's June 9th.
Falling Stars is
June 9th.
Yeah, Falling Skies is about to start, so that's cool.
Well, it's just 2 more weeks in.
Oh, 2 days before E3.
The 10th is E3, right?
E3 is, no, 11th through the 13th.
Dude, everywhere 13th. I read, Microsoft's press conference is on the 10th.
You know what? They did that last year, too. I don't get it. The
Google
website
it.
Says June...
Drop some knowledge, because it's not too late.
June 11th to 13th.
Yeah, that's what the main website says.
Well, what? Google it. I want to know for sure.
Working on it.
Somebody give me a time. His name is Seaman Punk.
What?
Seaman. That's all I can rationalize. Come Punk...
Ryan, what are you saying?
That's my guest's favorite wrestler is Cum Punk.
CM Punk, dude.
This is CM Punk.
That's how you read it. It's cool. I thought the U was implied because it's on cable television.
And Sony's is right after Microsoft's on the same day.
What day?
Let me see.
What day is it?
What year is it?
June 10th, 6 p.m. Nintendo will not be hosting an event.
That's not right. I read 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, Sony's is at 6 o'clock p.m.
I don't care about Sony's.
Sony's was last year, too. It was like late in the day.
Yeah, and it says Microsoft is scheduled for the same day at 9:30 a.m. PST.
What day?
Same day.
The 10th.
And then Ubisoft. Yo, I'm going to go ask for the 10th off.
Monday the 10th, right?
Is it Monday?
Yeah, Monday the 10th.
Okay, I'm going to work late that day.
I'm going to ask for the 10 off. I need a reason for it, though. I can't just say video games.
I say that all. That's what I told my boss. Games.
Yeah,
I was like, hey,
why
man.
Why? If you do it this far in advance, it's not going to matter, or it shouldn't matter.
I went up to my boss, I sat next to her while she made the schedule and picked out what days I wanted off and that I wanted to go over. She actually was like, so what do you want for this week? And I was like, well, I want...
Oh, that one looks nice. I'll take that one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, I'm probably going to go in at like noon on that day.
Alex, where are you seeing this info?
I Googled it.
I'm trying to find it on their actual site.
But I saw it too. It was like one of those invites, like when they invited us to see the one.
Let me see.
And, I don't know. Their site's kind of hard to navigate.
Yeah. And it doesn't tell you much.
Yeah.
Google.
Which is weird.
See what's happening.
All you need to know, baby.
Which is nothing. It's on a need to know basis. You don't need to know.
And but you I don't need to know, right?
Are you invited? No. You're going to watch it for free, you piece of shit.
Press conferences.
Oh.
Here. Here's the list of the conferences. Microsoft is at 9:30 a.m. on the 10th.
Okay, well.
Then Ubisoft is at
1 p.m.
Ubisoft is 3 p.m. Electronic Arts is 1.
Ah, okay.
Sony's at 6.
Sony's going to be... And Nintendo's not having one, so...
Because they broke!
Damn! Okay, hey. Guys.
Yeah.
Did you see Double Fine's new thing today?
No.
I don't know what that means.
Double Fine's a company. Company that made Psychonauts and everything. Tim Schafer.
They're trying to get another game kickstarted.
Good.
Is it Psychonauts 2?
It is not Psychonauts 2.
Then why do we care? Why do we care, Terry? He said after his last game, Psychonauts 2 is going to be his main focus.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, he did. He did say that.
He told Dwight in a personal conversation on a napkin he wrote.
They were saying that they were talking about.
We were in a dive bar, and he told me, Terry.
He was wasted, and he was like, I'm doing
for you, Dwight. For you.
Now,
and then he woke up in the morning with a brand new idea for a completely different game and forgot who you were, and that's why you can't cast his security.
I linked the Kickstarter. There's not much to like see right now. It's still really early development. But they pitched it well in the video. It's going to be a strategy game.
They pitched everything very well.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Yeah.
What's the one that...
Good writers.
Like, that one that Tyler linked? Was that this one?
What?
What?
I don't know, it was somewhere
like, here.
No, it was like earlier today on like the book face.
Awesome Broken Age dialogue. I'm watching it without any sound. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
You're not going to know anything until without sound.
They've used those chains that are around him in a lot of skits.
Hey.
Yeah, you tell. Anyway, it looks good. Or it sounds good.
I like how all they have to say is from the creators of Psychonauts, and people are like,
"Yeah, down." They're throwing money at them. They have 3 days left, and they're already halfway, or not 3 days left. It's only been up 3 days, or like two and a half.
They already have more than half. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, yeah, it's strategy, like kind of Fire Emblem, Final Fantasy Tactics kind of strategy.
Hey guys, let's be rich enough one day where we can just drop like $10,000 and like get all the bonus shit. Like.
That'd
like
be nice.
Put it up in the office.
Ant Venom dropped $2,500 on Video Game High School for the perk where Freddy W. would show up at your door randomly with a box of donuts.
And did he?
I don't know if it's happened yet or not. I haven't seen anything from him.
Well, that's neat.
Watching this video without sound is very confusing. I will say that.
Yeah, you're not going to learn anything from no sound.
They're talking to an old man now who seems to be on drugs.
I want to back that magic hat thing.
Yeah, I plan to.
That ass up.
I think I'm going to do the $25 one.
There's so much good shit on Kickstarter these days.
Mm-hmm. The thing with Kickstarter, though, is that like it's just that stuff isn't going to come out for so it's like awesome, and then like a year later it's going to come out and you're like, oh shit, yeah, I forgot about this.
They get you all hyped up and then you pay and it's like, alright, wait, they still have to make the game.
Yep.
Oh, but it's
but
nice.
You helped.
But I helped, and for a lot of stuff they offer the whole like alpha beta access stuff, so
I have to finish paying Final Fantasy 14 and Battlefield. Battlefield is like an afterthought to me right now. I can't.
It's so far away, and there's not much to know. To go
I know. I dropped $5 on it, and I was just like,
"That's all you need. Just put $5, and then when they start gearing up and putting shit out, then you start worrying about it."
Alex, every time a new bit of information of Battlefield 4 comes out that excites you, just go drop $5.
Bam. Dude, yeah, right. As soon as that multiplayer trailer comes out, I'm going to get so excited. I'm going to be pissing all over my walls. I'm going to drop the rest. Like the rest.
What are you going to rank it? That sounds like a really unreasonable reaction.
As long as you're pissing $5 bills, you're good.
Sounds painful.
Oh my god!
I'm rich!
would you guys go through that? The pain?
Hell yeah.
For an infinite amount of $5 bills?
Hell yeah! I'd just be like... I'll be drinking water all day long.
Hook it up to your piggy.
I'm rich.
Walking around. Yeah, Alex with an IV. What are you doing? I want to pee.
I gotta make my car payments. This time.
I take like things instead of things to like stop your bladder from. I take like the opposite of those so I get like relief.
Shield to Mongoose Con. Both of us got IVs on. We look at each other like, hey,
I
yeah.
I got drinks.
There you go.
Here's a tip.
Here's a tip, kid.
Hold on, let me get you a tip.
Excuse me, are you saying my money's no good here?
That's sick.
What if you could only do it for things that would cost you $5 or less?
Like, I couldn't do... You said Infinite Amount of $5.
I know. I'm changing it up. You guys were so adamant about it before, but now, what if you can only do it if the thing that you're getting is $5 or less?
What if I trick my body and I'm like, yeah, I'll get that. Suck a bitch. And just put it in my back pocket.
No, the transaction has to be complete.
It's a lie.
No. You're a goddamn lie.
Listen, you're perfectly fine with, you know, imagining about $5 bills coming out of your dick, but...
Well, yeah,
as soon as I say that the transaction has to be done.
I was excited about $5 bills coming out of my dick. Now you're talking about a situation where I'm limited. You went from infinity to limited. Why would I want to do that?
So the answer is no. That one that just went on forever. Just like putting him down.
Okay.
No one's going to know what that is if they haven't watched him.
Did you pre-order Final Fantasy, Terry?
No, because GameStop, I don't know. We're not doing the collector's edition yet. I don't know why. It was a big issue today with some guy. Oh, my God.
Guys,
if I don't have the limited edition of Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah. And then they told me everything it comes with and everything.
Terry's a big fan of Final Fantasy. That's perfectly fine if he wants the limited edition. Ryan? We didn't give you shit for your Halo one.
Oh, no, I was talking about the kid he was talking about at work. Oh, okay. It was being a pain in the ass. Look, I have to. It's a limited edition Final Fantasy.
I need two of them.
And you guys did give me shit when I said I was going to buy the Xbox and the limited edition Halo game and spend $500, okay?
I don't remember giving you shit.
Okay, well.
All right.
You've made your point.
Sorry, go on. Go on, Terry.
Yeah, I don't know. I checked today for PlayStation and PC. But I checked today, and all it was just like the standard, and it wasn't even like updated. I don't know what's going on my end, but
yeah. When's it come out?
27th of August.
Something, yeah.
Oh shit, that's like
tomorrow.
That's like in August.
That's like 5 days from now.
Tomorrow.
I don't know. They had a live stream today where they showed off most of the game and the collectors, and they showed off Monk today too.
Yeah. They confirmed Scholar, which I don't know how I feel about that.
I haven't seen anything on the live stream because I missed it.
I didn't see anything either. I just saw on Reddit they're talking about anything. They announced, or not announced, but they confirmed that Scholar would be the next job.
So you're just going to, like, read books?
Yeah, Scholar is a weird class. I don't completely understand it.
Get in the fight! I'm studying, pardon.
Yeah, no. I'm a scholar. My power lies in my academic studies.
Historically speaking, if you attack him from the rear, I think you have a better...
Yeah, like, the way Scholar worked in 11, and Scholar's from 11, and I didn't like it then either, but... I don't know, I guess the way it works is, like, they can... switch like between specializing in black magic or white magic or whatever magic they want.
Like red magic? Do they have red magic in this one?
They technically kind of. There are red mages, but they use black and white magic.
Oh.
But, interesting. I don't know. The way it works is weird. Like, you basically can do whatever kind of magic you want, but you have to like actively switch to that type and it would mess with your shit or whatever. I don't know. I never liked Scholar. I don't care for it. I don't care that they confirmed it. I didn't
anyone care for it.
Some people were excited about it, I guess, but a lot of people were like, Scholar? Really? You have all these other great classes? And
I'm going to do it, Terry. I'm going to be a Scholar.
There's a lot of... They could have picked better classes. There's a lot of other classes that would have been better than Scholar.
It's funny because I was looking at a poll that they had on their website of which race do you want to play, and the one that got the most votes was the human.
I know, so boring.
I was like, really?
You gotta go as that little dude.
All these fucking magical creatures. I want to be a human.
Get that out of here. I want to be a cat person. Be a kitty.
Gato man.
Ryan, I don't know. I go to Taru just because I want to go like paladin and we're like the big.
They look badass. Those tiny guys look badass when you get them in full paladin gear. I don't care.
big ass steam that shit.
Terry don't even give a fuck.
You should have seen that shit. Like tiny little text.
I got this, guys.
They are badass.
But there was a question that I was interested in, is if some boss monsters if you're going to be able to attack different body parts of a boss, like a giant boss, just like the classic games.
Yeah, I saw that question. I think they said that they could, they were planning on that for Behemoth, but that's not, like, done yet. No. But that's the plan for Behemoth.
So everything else, though, is just sort of like anywhere? Like, you don't get to choose what body part to hit?
Yeah, it's like you just hit the thing, but Behemoths are obviously big. Big.
By the name.
Says who? Do we get to fight that giant turtle?
Yes. Adamantois? Hell yes.
Then farm it for a Calcum.
Think you mean Squirtle?
It's Blastoise, my friend.
Nope.
Squirtle was a small turtle. You said a big-ass turtle.
Yeah, I know what I said, Ryan.
A big-ass turtle.
There was another one that they said, how is Limit Break going to work? Well, how does Limit Break work, and how is it going to work with other players?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, I wanted to see that one the most.
They didn't really answer that either. Someone had asked if there was a way to, if there was some kind of notification for everyone in the party once the Limit Break was ready, and if there was some kind of easy way to decide which character initiates it, because depending on what your class is, it'll do a different Limit Break.
What does it matter who initiates it? Is it a group thing?
Yeah,
like, I don't know Final Fantasy very much.
Oh, okay. Limit Break works completely different in this game than it does in another game.
Well, maybe you should tell them what a Limit Break is first.
Yeah. Limit Break is like a big special power ability that you've built up over time. So like in older games, you would have to like just
like
hit
dying.
Something or get hit, and you have this little Limit Break bar that would fill, and then when it was full, you could pull off your like ultimate ability or whatever. The way it works,
in some of the games, though, once you're low health, then you'll be
able to in like six and I think five if you were low health. That only happened to me like once though, ever in six.
It's like a desperation move.
Yeah, it's a desperation move six, and it happened once, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" I didn't know that it was in it. Anyway, the way it works in 14 is as a party, as you take damage and deal damage and all that, you still have that one bar, but it's just one bar instead of, you know, for each individual person. You have one little Limit Break bar that fills, and when it's full, one person can initiate it and pull off this massive, big power ability.
Does everybody get only involved?
Is everybody involved, or is it just that one person?
It involves everybody to initiate it, but what the effect is depends on who initiates it, depending on what class they are.
Okay. So how leveled up
they showed
are.
In the trailer.
They do show it in the trailer, but the thing is, when they show in the trailer, everybody uses that at the same exact time.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody does it, and it allows whoever initiated it to do their thing. Because it benefits everybody, and everybody needs to do it because you're in a party and it's one bar. But the question was if there was any easy way to, like,
pick who started it?
Yeah, pick who does it. Because Black Mage had the meteor thing. Presumably, White Mage will do some big, like, full heal for everybody. Stuff like that. But, and they didn't really answer. They're like, there's not going to be an easy way to tell. It's going to be, like, situational. You have to decide. It'd be easier if you were talking to your team.
But. Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't that be up to the team? Like, if you could decide, like, all right, guys.
Yeah, it is.
So-and-so's going to use it, and then it happens.
Yeah. The point of the question was, if you're, like, in a pickup group, obviously
you're
not.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, no, obviously you're fucked.
Yeah, so, you're basically fucked.
And that's just part of playing on the line. Online.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
if you're in a pickup group, you're not doing anything important anyway, so it doesn't
really
matter.
Exactly. If you're pubbing, Ryan.
What?
Mike is going crazy.
There you go.
That's better.
I hit it. It's cool.
Yeah. You hit it a lot. if you're in a pub, you're not doing anything important anyway, so
yeah,
just
then it's
just
whatever.
Just go
but
in.
But if you're like, instance or whatever, then it's kind of important.
I'm not going to have a new computer by August, so I'm not going to get the game.
That is unfortunate.
Quit being such a negative Nancy. You will have a new computer by August.
Can you imagine if you're on Skype with your group and you're yelling at them to initiate the Limit Break? Mm-hmm. Do it! Pull the trigger! Alex!
People on the ground and shit, it's up to you!
You're the only one left.
No more, what, Phoenix Feathers? Phoenix Downs?
No.
He was looking at you, Ares.
Is that part of the game, though? Because I don't remember. I don't think I saw that when we played the beta.
If it is in the game, it's not going to do that, I'm sure.
They could at least make it like a rare item or something.
Yeah, it could be a revive. That's what I'm saying.
If it's in the game at all, it'll probably be just like a rare item that does something completely different, but it's not going to be a revive.
You don't think they'll be able to make it?
Such a perfect item. Phoenix down revives, Phoenix Pinion revives the whole party.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix Penny?
Pinion.
That works great for a single player game, but.
Man, how fantastic would that be? Just like in the shit, and you just throw one down, and everybody just gets back up.
But it'd be rare as fuck.
And then heals themselves. What if you could hit a level where you could make it?
I don't know. I doubt it. But doesn't White Mage have a spell that can revive the whole party?
No.
Not even, really?
Maybe that's a limit break.
Well, that'd be
sick. That's what I'm saying. That would be like their... In 11, their like 2-hour ability was like a full heal. It didn't revive, but it fully healed the team.
Even that would be pretty sick.
They got crazy hate generation off it. Like, there's no pulling the mob off once you pull that move. It's basically you sacrifice your White Mage to heal everybody.
It's okay, guys.
This one's for you!
Remember me.
He just runs into the middle of the mob. Hands and
just, what like, was falls, it called?
Falls into the crowd.
Something with a B.
Beelzebub.
Beelzebub. I remember in the PlayStation ones, they had that, but it was called White Wind.
Benediction.
They should bring White Wind back.
Benediction. That sounds awful. Like the closing prayer for him. Like, that's what it means.
Oh, they had it in 11, but I think Blue Mage had it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Blue.
I'm sad they took Blue Mage out. Blue Mage could be broken.
He could be turned.
I just thought Blue Mage was weird. Like, I like messing with it, but I would never, like, stick with it, like, in any Final Fantasy.
Blue Mage? White Mage is healing, Black Mage is damage, yeah?
Yeah.
Red so Mage made, like, Green Mage.
What?
Red Mage.
Yeah, Red Mage could do a little bit of both. They're, like, jack-of-all-trades, and they were swords fighter people. But Blue Mage learns monster abilities.
Like, monsters have their own unique skills.
Yeah.
And Blue Mages can learn it off of them.
It's like a Beastmaster?
Sort of.
No, because there is a Beastmaster, and that's not what it is.
Oh. Excuse me.
No, it's like Blue Mage, if you get hit by a monster ability, you have a chance of learning that ability.
Like there was one monster called a Marlboro, and it has...
Bad Breath.
Bad Breath, which just fucks your whole party. With, like, every status ailment available.
If you get hit by Bad Breath, you get every status ailment.
You get fucked. So it's like having the plague. Like, it's the worst thing.
Everything is on you.
And if your Blue Mage gets hit by it, he has a chance to actually learn Bad Breath.
Yeah.
So we should be Blue Mages then and just not brush our teeth.
Yes.
Oh, good, I don't do that already.
I hate Marvel Worlds. I always hated them.
Yeah.
It's like the only move they do. Adrian was like, when we played the beta, Adrian's like, the first thing he does, I want to fight a Marlboro.
No, you don't.
That's what I told him, and he ran off.
I'm a fine one.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to fight an Adamantoise.
Awesome.
Excited for it.
I hope I get a new computer by then. I think it's going to be a Christmas present, though.
Well, the neat thing is that they actually made a version for the PS3 that works cross-platform with PC.
Mm-hmm. Not going to buy a PS3. I'd rather build a new computer.
Well, I'm just saying. It's an option.
Get a PS3 on the cheap sometime before August. Then you'll be good.
Can't.
So, keep going.
I gotta save my money so I can get myself a better stew going.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian's already pre-ordered it.
Yeah, I need to get on that.
How much is the collector's? Like 60?
It's 80. Yeah, I know. It was like I saw the price for the standard, and it was like 30. Yeah, I was like, 30. All right, yeah, that's cool. And
that's
I saw,
a good price.
I saw a collector's like, $80, but I want everything in it.
What comes in it?
Art, it comes, music.
The art book comes with, yeah, the soundtrack. There was like little...
And
I
want to
say collector card things, not really. I don't know, something like that.
And a bunch of in-game stuff.
Yeah, and a bunch of in-game stuff. A lot of it I want.
Mount.
The
the only thing I want.
It's the armor for the mount. Oh yeah, well yeah, you get the coral whatever, fucking leopard mount or whatever, and then you get armor for your chocobo, behemoth armor.
Chocobo.
I want very much.
I want a chocobo. I used to have one that would follow my mouse around on my computer.
It's cool. $30 for a standard is not bad, though.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's how you get people back in your game.
That is a prime, like, price for a game, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, $30 is just one of those things, even if you think that you might, you know, not like it.
It's $30.
Yeah, if there's
a hint, small fortune.
If there's a hint of something, you know what? I'm probably going to like that. Like, I'm going to pick it up. I'm probably not going to play it as hardcore as you guys, but I'll still play a lot. And then if I stop playing, whatever. It's cool.
I got a question, though. When you buy the game, when you pick up the game, does it come with a free month, like how most MMOs do?
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Yeah, I don't see them deviating from that, okay. You know.
Yeah, there's like no reason.
Would piss off a lot of people if they didn't.
Also, I want the box that it comes in, because I love fucking Amano's art. I got the fucking other one, collectors, the original collectors.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking like.
That sucks that you didn't play it for the 90 days. You got it like at the tail end of the other one. You could have had the legacy.
Yeah, I haven't even
opened
this thing.
Yeah.
That is unopened. Probably worthless, though. But still.
I don't
know. Unopened collectors, Final Fantasy 14.
It's not bad. $30 for the PC version, $40 for PS3, and a $13 subscription.
How was the subscription? 13?
13.
Huh, that's weird. Weird number to be at.
Yeah, weird number. I was going to say that.
But you didn't, Ryan.
13's not a bad price.
Yeah. I'm very far away from my camera.
Oh, wait. What? Oh, it's 70 on Windows. 80 is the price for PlayStation 3.
Ah.
PC is 70.
Ooh. Does that make it better?
A little bit. $10 off.
About $10 better.
Mm-hmm. They have a digital collectors, too, which I
assume. That brings it closer to 50 than 100.
Is that the, that's the collectors right there that I linked?
Where did you link? There.
Farm. I don't think it's about a farm.
That's the collectors, yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that
I gotta
like,
this is
like
my thing with
dragons.
With that
the helmet.
Thing.
That's the one I want. The helmet. Helm of Light helmet. That's the one. Anyway, go on.
That thing, that security token that it comes with?
I hate those.
I know, but it's like, shouldn't like every game like this come bundled with one?
You would think.
I mean, you know, with all the problems MMOs have with that shit. You know?
I got one for my Blizzard account back when I didn't have a smartphone because they offer the smartphone app for free on like all the games, but they charge like $7 for those. They're handy. Very handy. I used one for Star Wars too, but you know, thankfully I had my S2 at the time, so I was able to do it on the phone.
I much prefer a smartphone version.
Yeah. Well, the thing with the smartphone one is that I've seen go wrong. Josh, back when I was playing WoW with him, Josh Alvera, he had one on his iPhone, and I had this one on my keychain, and he switched iPhones. He got a new iPhone, and then he couldn't log into his account to switch the thing from his other one because he didn't have his authenticator.
Right.
Because it binds it to that phone, you know? And then, like, to log into his account to change it to the new phone, he had to have his authenticator, which he didn't have. And he had to go call support and everything like that. It was this whole hassle. That's the only instance that I can think of that would be a bad thing.
That would suck.
Yeah.
He still had his old iPhone, he could have just gone on the Wi-Fi.
He didn't, though.
Oh, okay. I was like...
That's what I'm saying. It's like, when you get a new phone, you can usually get a discount if you give him your old phone, so...
I always wait. I never give him my phone.
Why?
I might need something off of it.
Oh. I got 80.
And then I clear them off, make sure they're nice and clean, and then I sell them to GameStop.
GameStop? It's a weird place to sell a cell phone.
They buy them.
I know, it's just a weird place.
Then I get credit towards my games.
I don't know. I am pumped for Final Fantasy.
Me too.
Me too. I hope I have a new computer.
I hope you have a new butt too, Ryan.
Thanks.
It's all worn out and falling apart.
I'm going to the plastic surgeon next month.
So have they said anything about midnight release for it, Terry?
Probably not. There's really no telling until like at least a couple weeks before. It all depends on how many people reserve it.
Terry, you're going all robot-y.
Yeah.
I'm aware. I can't really do anything about it.
That's how I feel every time you guys tell me that.
Well, yeah, it's just I'm telling you so you don't keep explaining something while you're all robot-y.
You're robot-y. Don't talk to Terry that way.
Mm-hmm.
You're better now, though, Terry.
Oh, now he's better? When he was a robot, he wasn't good enough for you?
No.
I loved you as a robot, Terry. Number Thank five you, is alive.
I had something. I lost it. I gotta find it again.
On the floor. My old lady's on the floor, man.
There's this new indie game on Steam called The Swapper that looks pretty sweet.
You swap supposed games? To be.
It's not. You. Well, I don't really know what you swap, but from what I can see, it looks like
bodily fluids.
You create like other versions of yourself and stuff like that to solve puzzles and stuff. But
solve puzzles and go on adventures with you.
But it's supposed to be like super eerie and stuff.
Yeah, because it's probably full of pedophiles.
Maybe. maybe that's a challenge to get away from them.
You're making copies of yourself and selling it to people. Like you're basically asking for it.
I didn't say you sell them to people.
I'm sorry, you swap them for other things like toys and candy.
Drugs.
Or drugs.
Don't forget drugs.
Kids love the drugs. Terry, it looks like your cord's possessed and it's trying to kill you. Like it's trying to wrap around it. Hey, Sarah wanted me to ask you a question, Dwight. When Shimmy did the second live or animated podcast, is that exactly how you envisioned that that turtle eagle looking?
Basically, yeah.
Like when he sucked himself into his shell.
Yeah.
See, outstanding.
Outstanding.
At, like,
oh my god.
Being able to like recreate our situations like just perfectly.
My arm behind my chair. Everything was just perfect. Tyler being the stupid duck.
The turtle duck.
The turtle duck. That was perfect. Turtle duck. He just sounded like a turtle duck.
Goddamn Pokemon.
It was awesome. Oh, shit. I loved it.
That's why, yeah, because she asked, you know, it's like if you wanted me to still do these or whatever. And
four like, more. Hell more.
Yeah. Nah, she's nailing it. It's more good stuff. More. So keep going, Shimmy. I know. I know the fans want to keep seeing more stuff too, but you know, that's not a sort of thing that we can have her do weekly.
But I mean, if you wanted to do them weekly, feel free.
I'm sure she would love to if she had the time.
I know. Ain't nobody got time for that. I wish I had time for that.
We all do.
I might have some time on my hands soon. We'll see.
You quitting your job? Finally?
Not really, but...
I've been telling you to do it for years.
If something happens, and something else happens, then something might happen. And it would be awesome. I'll talk about it later.
Yeah, yeah.
Without all these people watching.
Got all these eyes on you.
You know they're all looking at their phones right now. They're like, oh my Rolling. God.
These eyes are on dressing me.
They're on drugs. They're all on drugs. Has cats.
Have we talked about Monaco yet?
Smoking acid.
Nope. We have not.
Putting cocaine into their veins.
I like Monaco.
Monaco is a great game.
That game was right up your alley. When we were playing, we were like, this is Terry's right here.
What's Monaco?
We were getting angry because we're like, why doesn't Terry have this game? We need to all play this together.
And what's Monaco?
It was magical.
It's Monaco. Monaco's a heist game.
Yes. Very stylized heist game.
Show me.
It's like a pixelated heist game where everybody has to choose a job. There can't be two of the same person being like the same job, so we can't have two cleaners. And each job obviously has a certain perk that they're good at. The cleaner can knock people out from behind as long as they're not spotted.
Oh, but it's like an indie game.
Yeah. It's a top down.
Something indie games are killing it.
I didn't say anything bad.
Yeah, indie games are amazing these days. Like Steam just came out with like a whole bunch more. Like I'm excited for all of them. But yeah, it's a heist game, and
what's it doing? How much is it?
$15. Yeah. It's good stuff.
You say that, but I think it's worth the 15.
They got made of money
or some shit.
Yes.
You work at a bank.
Does it mean I'm just gonna go home with it? You work at a clothing store. You're just gonna come home with
clothes. Stuff it in your pocket. Like... I do. Come home with clothes.
He got the ones you went in with clothes?
Not the ones you went in with. Different clothes. I'll just walk out with money every day. Ever. As a matter of fact, I work at a grocery store. It's like having a giant pantry that I have to pay for. It's the worst thing in the world. I am hungry. What should I go get? Anything? Sounds great.
Okay.
You mean I can go get chocolate? And something salty at the same time. I don't have to choose.
Anyway, back to Monaco.
Monaco. It looks dope. I'm in. I'm not going to buy it soon.
It's very tedious sometimes, though, because you have to collect everything.
Yeah, if you...
I wish we were on top of that the first time.
Well, now we know, so... Yeah. Now we know.
We should stream that again sometime.
You should have been the first time Dwight was playing the mole.
I love the mole.
Dwight just busts the wall down.
It's so loud.
And everyone turns around like, what?
And it's funny because like I'll peek out like because you gotta hold forward to let it go, you know? Yeah. And so I bust through the wall and I peek out a little bit. Everybody turns and I go, sorry. And I just back up and they forget about it. And then I go back to beating down the wall. Sorry.
What? I'm working.
I have things to do.
Cleaner walks up behind someone and snaps their neck real quick.
Yeah, the cleaner and the mole I think are a pretty damn good combo. So I can just bust through the wall and then like wait for him to turn back around, then the cleaner runs out and just
gotcha.
How many people can play?
Four player co-op.
Yep. You gotta play a co-op too.
You just have to.
You simply must.
It's hard to play alone.
We should play some Worms.
We're gonna have to.
Tonight.
Tonight? No, I'm not. Not for me. But yeah, no, because we lost all of our Worms footage.
And our Minecraft footage.
And our Cry of Fear footage, the back half.
Really? Oh, that was like the best part.
I know.
Rub it into people's face.
Oh man, I'm so sad about that.
But the thing is that I think that we should probably broaden our horizons into those crappy mods more. Those are kind of fun because it just some of them are just broken. I like seeing stupid stuff happen, like when that bed fell on top of was it Adrian?
Yeah.
Adrian was hitting it or whatever, and then it just falls on top of him.
Kills him.
It does suck that we missed it, but...
We're wiping into that school in the bathrooms. I say, who wants the shower? Assume the position.
One of those goddamn docks with all the super tall dudes?
Yeah.
That sucked.
There was one at the end, wasn't there?
The part where you fell through the stairs on your way
up. Oh, that was scary, though, because through the stairs there's a room full of, like, those five chicks
with those little girls.
I was fucking shit. I was like, no! Like, I fell really fast through my mind. I was like, this is where I die.
Right?
Long story short, you guys missed it.
Yeah. But we'll play other things. There's a custom campaign of Left 4 Dead that I've been itching to play.
It's not custom. Is it custom? I think it was official release.
Was it official?
I know it was for, what was that game? Stalker or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, they mentioned something about that, so I guess it was an official campaign made from that game or something. I don't
Interesting.
Know.
Interesting. We need to play that. People have been asking for Left 4 Dead and Grand Theft Auto, of course, which I'm actually prepped to play again.
I think they're showing 5 off at E3, finally.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't think they were going to E3.
Are they? I don't know.
I saw something for Grand Theft Auto.
But I heard they weren't going. Rockstar wasn't going to be there.
I know they didn't go last year. That's
they never go. I don't remember the last time they were at E3.
I don't know what you want me to tell you, Ryan.
I'm not upset. Talk to Alex.
I'm not upset. I don't care if Rockstar's there or not.
Nintendo's not
coming out this year. They don't need to be there anyway.
Nintendo is going to be there, but they're not having a conference.
Yeah, I know. They're having a little like Q&A.
You see that?
Having a powwow.
Sonic the Hedgehog
conference to powwow. Oh yeah, we're gonna call it Sonic Galaxy from now on.
Did they really?
What?
Yeah.
They call it Sonic Galaxy.
No, that's what we call it. Because
I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
It's Sonic Lost World or whatever. I'm a little disappointed in the fact that Eggman's not the bad guy.
That's the only thing. Is those character designs for the bad guys just don't fit. At all.
Yeah, they really
That's
don't.
My only complaint about it. Other than that, looks good.
My other complaint...
They're salvaging Sonic.
Yeah, but there's another thing I don't like, and that's... It's not like the classic games anymore, where you could just turn Super Sonic during any fucking level.
Yeah, well...
It's always on rails on the last one.
It's been like that since Sonic Adventure.
And back then, it was cool, Oh my god, I'm Super Sonic, and it's epic and shit.
Yeah. But,
after a while, it's coming. It's gonna be in the final boss.
Yep.
And it's just not as cool anymore.
Yeah, I definitely miss the challenge of getting all the emeralds in one playthrough.
Yeah.
That was fun. And then getting the fucking big-ass emeralds all over again. And getting hypersonic. Those days.
But wasn't that Sonic 3 and Knuckles? Or was that just Sonic 3?
It was both. I think it was both. I'm pretty sure it was both.
I don't think I ever got the big emeralds.
Yeah, I don't think I did either.
It might have been Knuckles.
I thought the only big emerald was the Master Emerald.
No, it might have been then the Knuckles one, yeah. Because once you get all the regular ones, you get to halfway through the game, you'll have the regular ones. And then you'll get to a point where after you've gotten 7, whenever you get to those big rings... You get to do another one of the levels, and then it would get you one of the big emeralds. No. It was when you would go to a room, right? You would get into the ring, and it would take you to a room, and it would have all of the giant emeralds there. And they would all be grayed out, and then you'd step on top of one and then do a bonus level. And if you did it, then it would, color it, and then you'd get all of them that way.
I think you're making this all up.
I know. I think you're full of shit, Derek.
I think you dreamed about it. And right now. You're convinced it's real and it never happened.
Terry, you on drugs again?
A little bit.
Hypersonic.
Sounds like a bunch of bullshit.
You know what? I know. I think so. Because I remember seeing...
Okay, here's the fucking gif of the going hypersonic right here.
Oh, yeah, because people can't just,
Because, that's what it was in the game. You would, after you got all the emeralds or whatever, you would go, purple and you would be like flashing rainbow colors and you'd have the stars flying around you. Yeah. That's after you get all the giant emeralds.
I've only been Super Sod.
What's the difference?
It's like exactly the same thing, except you're like, you're more flying, less on the ground. Like with Supersonic, you're like on the ground, it looks like you're floating.
Yeah.
But with Hypersonic, you're like, I'm pretty sure you're like, you can actually like control it and fly around or whatever.
So just no rules. You're the one.
Yes.
There's a Neo of Sonics.
You have beaten the system.
Hyper transformation of Sonic that is obtained by collecting all 7 Super Emeralds, which are more powerful versions of Chaos Emeralds.
Did you just edit the
Wikipedia?
The Wikipedia page.
I just edited it. I changed it. I just manufactured this.
I'm just saying. I think that's an animated GIF somebody made.
Oh.
Just not buying it.
No,
it's weird because you never see that again in any Sonic game.
No, you don't. That was only in 3. I'm gonna find out right now if it was just 3 or if it was.
I'm starting to think Sonic 3 was the GT of Sonic.
Yeah, it is Sonic 3 and Knuckles. You do have
just
to have
get too attachment. Powerful.
Basically, but yeah, you do have to have the attachment.
So can you become like Hyper Knuckles? Like, does anything happen like that?
Yeah, it's the same thing. You'll just be flashing like rainbow colors, and you'll have the stars flying around you. It's the room I'm talking about.
It's all about Knuckles, man. He's the best.
Yeah, because you'd like go through the little bonus ring, and if you have all 7 regular emeralds, it would take you to this room, and then you would step on one of the emeralds, and it'd take you to another bonus level.
Okay, what is this?
What I want to know: have you beaten Sonic 3? But
yes,
I don't get this. But every time I beat it, there's either the game freezes, the black screen, and it'll show either Eggman laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And the game will stay there, or it'd show the Master Emerald and Metal Sonic steps on it and it looks like he's powering up, but nothing happens, and that's where the game stops.
I honestly don't remember the ending.
That's just how it... I don't fucking know, and it creeped me the hell out for like the longest time. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Was that like on the system?
Yeah.
I don't remember how it ends either. It's weird.
In the mushroom who was on as possible to collect... Oh, damn. Yeah, that's how you do it. It says, there's some trivia here. It's like, in the Mushroom Hill Zone, it is possible to collect all 7 Super Emeralds. 3 in Act 1, and 4 in Act 2.
God damn.
That's like
if you hit every single bonus ring and don't
fuck like really
up at all.
Packed in there.
Yeah.
Look, this is what I'm talking about. This is how the game ended. This is one of the stills. Oh, what's the matter? Are we boring you?
That's not 3, is it?
That's Eggman. That's Eggman.
And then this is the other one.
I honestly don't remember. You might only get that if you...
Oh, is that RoboSonic?
Don't get all the emeralds. Either that or it's just fucking with you like, hey.
That's what creeped me out. Maybe the game was fucking with me.
Next game, hang
Maybe
in there.
Somebody bought you like a pirated version and you never knew.
It was creepy because it'll just have, like, it'll animate, like he'll jump on top of the emerald and you'll hear the sound effects of him jumping on there and then it'll just stop and it'll be quiet.
You hear the sounds of Eggman?
You know,
and you're just like, oh shit.
Does Eggman laugh?
No, you don't hear Eggman laugh, but you hear Metal Sonic, like, what happens is the emerald's there, Metal Sonic is sitting on the ground like he's deactivated, and then he'll stand up and he'll jump on the emerald and then that's where it'll stop. And you try to press all the buttons and try to do something and nothing will happen.
Oh, okay. I guess you don't have to get the regular emeralds. If you have Sonic 3 and Knuckles attached, it'll just take you straight to that room.
Oh, that's broken.
Yeah. Because I remember doing it, like, a few times. And I remember the first time I went into that room, I was like, what the shit is this? And then
what the fuck is happening right now?
I had to play through it a few times because I kept fucking up on the bonus levels. Those bullshit, like, 3D bonus levels.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
They get fast towards
the end. Yeah, they get stupid fast. And it's like,
fuck! God damn it!
And then I finally got it. And I got all my rings and I jumped and I was like flashing rainbow colors with stars and shit flying around me. I was like,
you're like, what?
Mom!
Yeah, and you could get Super Tails.
Yeah.
Well, who cares?
It's just Tails with stars.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Who cares about Tails?
Come on.
It's like when Guru unleashed Krillin's secret powers. Who gives a fuck? Not like he could compete.
I just watched that abridged episode of that. And he goes, that's it?
Go on, becomes like...
Dude, I caught up with the bridge, and it gets funny as fuck.
I need to watch those.
The Trunks and everything. They're really good. Those are so well written, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
But it is funny.
It is funny.
Kind of want to watch Dragon Ball Z again. I think it hasn't been long enough.
I like the bridge, though, because it does follow the storyline, but in a funny-ass way.
Yeah.
If you're going to watch Dragon Ball Z all over again, do it that way.
No!
Mm-hmm.
I might watch Kai.
No!
Watch Pokemon. Kai and then, like, with a magic marker, and then just always, like, draw on the blood on your screen.
Or draw in Popo.
Oh, no.
So much blood everywhere.
More than necessary. And watch.
Pools and pools of blood.
The Twitter account for whoever runs Goku was always bugging Netflix like every week to put Dragon Ball Z on there. He's like, Netflix? Hey, where is it?
Don't they have a bunch of other shit that they make on there?
What?
What?
Like, don't they have a bunch of their other anime on Netflix? Like, Funimation or whoever the fuck it is?
Oh, yeah, they have, like, Full Metal Alchemist and shit.
Man, they are hoarding that to themselves, huh?
I know. Dragon Ball Z is like, oh, yeah, we're gonna hold off on this for as long as possible.
That's how I feel about Friends on Netflix. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Work together.
Probably still in syndicate.
They it's are. Just, they're like, on every day.
Across like, seas and stuff.
On, like, three networks. Hello, Max.
Hello. Max.
They have Dragon Ball Z on Hulu, but like two episodes.
Hulu.
And it's like the one like, refuse to beginning. Use it.
Why would I pay for something that still gets me ass? A load of bullshit.
It's a crock of shit. It's
it
the
is.
Cheese on the cracker.
It's the cheese on the cracker. Is that I'm paying for it, and I still have ads.
It reminds me, are you going to get the new Xbox, Ryan?
Whenever Halo 5 comes out.
And that's but, only for Halo 5?
Well, no, so that way I can buy whatever limited Xbox they're going to put out. Why would I waste my money on some regular-ass Xbox One when I can just wait till they get all the bugs out and release the next one that's all Halo 5 down?
What if Halo 5 is the launch title?
I doubt it. Halo doesn't typically launch with the box.
Well, no, not with the box, but I mean, comes out around the same time.
One did, but that's really it.
Didn't 3 come out around the same
3
time?
3 came out probably, a year after the Xbox came out?
Yeah, it was a long time after.
And then the 2 had been out for a couple of years. That was the cross-platform. We thought, you know, we were like, what the fuck, I'm still waiting for Halo 3?
I'm honestly leaning towards the PS4.
And then Reach came out, and I was so
disappointed. I have nothing to say until E3.
Well, from what we know so far.
I'll buy an Xbox because Halo, so that's it.
The thing with Microsoft. Between the two, and what we probably won't hear from at E3, because they're probably going to talk more about their games than they are about the system now, since, you know, the reveal is already over.
We hope so.
Well, no, I want to know more info about the used game thing and the internet connection thing. Those two things I need to know more information about, because that's going to sway, basically, my decision between the two. You know? Granted, I don't buy a whole lot of used Xbox games anymore, but that to not have the option, or if I do, I would have to, like, rebuy the game at full price. You know?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that creeps me out about the Xbox more than anything is that fucking camera is on all the time.
It's not on all the time. It's on when the box is on, yeah.
No. How are you going to tell it to turn it on if it's off?
It's powered by the Xbox.
That's what I'm saying. It's on all the time.
Just unplug your Xbox.
It needs to be connected all the time to use it.
Just disconnect it when you're not using your Xbox.
I don't think you can do Xbox on. I think you can only do off.
You can probably do on.
That's how they turned it on at the fucking thing.
Yeah, you can probably do that.
And they made a big point about it.
I must have
It controls
that.
Everything. Even turns your TV on for you.
That's awesome. My man, I don't even give a fuck. I'm just going to put a piece of duct tape over that camera. I don't give a shit.
That's what I was saying. I don't know if I was talking to you guys about it, but I was saying, like, whoever, whatever company, whatever third-party company out there that makes that attachment that you can just pop on with a little slider wall
like a nice leather, something that fits.
Yeah, like a nice leather case. It just
hangs over like a little drape.
Whoever can do that first is going to make bank.
Yeah, because
everyone's paranoid about the camera thing.
Yeah, I just, you know, disconnect it when I'm not using it, put it up in my closet somewhere, just put a blanket over it.
it's a possessed Furby? Jesus Christ.
I do want to know their mentality behind it.
They're not seeing anything.
No, go ahead, Dwight.
I want to know their mentality behind having the always-on thing.
Because that way you can say Xbox on.
But, like, why is that a must-have thing? Why are they not giving us the option of being able to turn that off?
I'm wondering if that's just hearsay.
You think? It's just like speculation?
If there's not like an option in settings to turn off auto on or turn off connect use.
I don't think you can turn off connect use.
But I'm sure you can turn it on where it's not auto on, like where you don't want to use that feature.
It's called unplugging it.
Yeah.
And putting it in your closet and putting a blanket over it.
Putting a blanket over it. To keep the
I'm ready for the next generation. Sad I'm going to wait so long, but I need to save the money for...
It's just one of those things where we've had consoles out since, what, 86, I think is when the NES came out?
I think so.
There's Ataris and Commodores.
Yeah. But, I mean, you could make the argument that Nintendo was, like, the first...
Made-for-home console.
Yeah. So, Atari. Those were all technically made for home, but...
But, know. I mean, like, yeah, it was...
Took off.
Yeah,
so, there you go. We're 20 years in, 30 years now since then?
I feel so old.
We've gone this far so far without anything forcing us to do anything to play our games. Obviously, I mean, you're forced to buy the game to play it, but and have a TV source or whatever, a screen source. But we're going to be, for the Xbox, they're telling us that we need to connect to the internet at least once every 24 hours. That's the main thing right now. And use games. No use games. However they're going to expand that. And the Xbox, the Kinect is going to be on all the time? Like, that's... Seriously, that's fucked up.
I don't care.
That's what people are saying. That's the thing. That's the backlash Microsoft is getting.
It doesn't bother me. I don't see the big deal.
You don't see the big deal because...
The used fee thing, that was a rumor.
Yeah, that's a rumor. That's speculation.
They've been saying up and down that's not true. That's a rumor.
Probably because they're saying it's untrue because we have one little thing wrong with it. So they can get away with saying, oh, no, that's not true. You have to buy it at half price.
No.
I'm just saying that Microsoft is a huge company that can do shit like that.
Usually not like that. That's not like Microsoft's way.
That is like Microsoft's way.
I disagree.
The Xbox... part of Microsoft hasn't been as, you know, in that direction, but everything else about Microsoft has been that way.
Okay, so, use game thing, we need more information on.
Right.
The 24-hour thing, that's not a huge issue for me. I can connect every 24 hours, just to play games. That's just to verify.
I don't turn it on, is it going to do it on its own? Like,
that's the thing. It doesn't matter. If you're not doing anything with the system, it doesn't matter. But
as my internet's plugged in, I don't need. I go days without turning on my Xbox.
Yeah, it's not going to invalidate your Xbox by not turning it on and playing it. It doesn't need to check to use your system. It checks for your game, whatever game you're playing at the time.
Right.
So if you start your game and you're connected to the internet, that's one check. You're good. And if you're still playing the game 24 hours later, or whatever, it'll check again for your game.
That's not a big issue
for me, but that's going to be a problem for other people that
aren't. And that's the thing. Like, they're alienating a lot of people out there that get spotty ass internet. You know, obviously a lot of people, you know, in Australia they get internet.
There's still people that just
don't have internet.
Don't want to pay internet for their games.
Don't want to pay for Xbox Live.
Or they have a very strong cap on it and they don't want to use their internet unless they absolutely have to, you know.
Okay, this is what Microsoft said. I found the thing. It says, it's not going to cost you to activate a used game on your account, but you can only play it on your account. Or rather, your console. Like, other people on your console who have accounts can play it. So you don't have to buy, you know,
so
more copies of the game
for your account.
It's tied to your account, yes.
Well, what ties it to the account?
Probably the serial number.
Yeah, there's a code that you put in. You put in
no, I'm sure you put in the game and it says, here's your authentication code. You match it to that. So if you give it to somebody else and they do the same thing, you won't be able to take it back the next day and play it.
No, if you want to play it still on your account, I think. Let me see here. What if you want to bring the game to a friend's house and play it there? You have to pay a fee. Not an activation fee, but the actual price of the game in order to use a game's code on a friend's account.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, so but you could give it to your friend and they could just keep it. Because there's no way they could control how many
they'd
times
they'd be buying it. Basically, essentially what they're doing. What if you can't just lend it to them? Like if I wanted to lend you...
That's what I'm saying,
plans.
But you could give it to them because how would Microsoft know they didn't just go to GameStop and buy it and now they're going to get an activation?
Well, then you don't have your game.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. And then you can't come back and play it again.
There's no point in, you know, me giving you my game anymore. You could just go buy a new one at the same exact price and you have a brand new copy. You know? Well, there's no incentive anymore.
I don't see you guys. We don't share games anymore.
We're just using you as a fucking example.
I know, I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying, though. It's like...
That's another argument, is this is what Steam does, except they don't have physical copies. Like,
but PC games is different.
Yes, but I'm sure you'll also be able to download games. Like, this is going to be the generation where they start shifting to downloadable games.
If they have day one downloads, that's it. Yeah. That's great.
Sony's doing that already.
On a few other games, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but no, Microsoft said you can buy and sell used games online.
So you'll, like, sell the code or whatever?
Oh, that's cool.
Huh.
Yeah, but what does that mean for...
We don't know.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. E3 needs to come around. Need more information. Not enough information right now.
Do you think they're going to go into that, though? E3's not entertainment.
Not, I don't think so, because that could be negative.
But after.
Not during the conference. Obviously, it's not going to be a talking point during the conference, but it's E3. It is more than just the conference. There's going to be reporters. There's going to be people talking to them.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Q&A specifically about that kind of stuff.
The announcement thing... Like, right immediately after, they had reporters come up and ask some questions and stuff, and that's how we know a lot of this stuff. That's how we know all this shit now, is because what happened after the console conference.
Hey, man, do you think there's going to be a Halo 5 teaser there?
No.
Probably.
I think there's going to be a teaser like they did with...
Be a teaser.
Like they did with Halo 4. They did
squeeze your nipples a bit.
Yeah, they did the teaser, and then next year they did the trailer, and then they put it out.
Yeah. They'll definitely tease
it. It was crazy because between then and when they actually put the trailer, they mentioned nothing about the game.
Not a word. Trust me, I Googled it every day. Every morning I woke up, took my morning shit, and Googled Halo 4 every single day.
That was amazing. It was frustrating as hell, but it was amazing how they were able to keep everything about it locked down for so long.
Okay.
And then they showed the trailer and the floodgates just opened. They were like, here's everything.
I know, here's everything you want.
Everything about multiplayer. We're not going to tell you
9:30
story. And by the way, you know what? Here's a mini series. It's amazing. Have fun with that.
It would have been a lot better if, like, before the E3 conference, somebody didn't just pull an oops and put it on the website.
That's true.
Say oops.
Just right there before
E3. Now my finger's Hail on.
Man, remember I freaked out? I was flipping my shit.
I remember.
I'm excited about the TV series. That should be cool.
Me too.
They
Chief
do it,
and the Spartans?
They do it half as good as...
We
as
hope so. Hope it's Blue Team.
I know. I hope it's Blue Team.
I
too.
Did.
Blue Team. I hope it's
I hope
Blue
it's
Team.
Not, I hope it's not about Halo or about Spartans.
Blue Team. I did enjoy Forward and Dawn.
I did too. I just watched it the other day, and Scott just finished it too on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix now, so everybody can go watch it. Well, people that have Netflix can go watch it. Or people that don't get Netflix, go download the Google Chrome extension that lets you get Netflix no matter where you're at. And then buy Netflix and then watch it. Do all of those things. Then report back to Ryan.
In that order.
I was impressed at how well made it was for a YouTube series.
Yeah, it was really well made. Frank O'Connor just shows up.
Janitor. Split second.
Stone face motherfucker.
It was a good show.
It was.
So you guys feel that there's going to be a teaser, huh?
I do.
Maybe.
I'm surprised they didn't do one on the launch, but I wasn't that surprised either.
After that awful experience, I was not surprised.
Hey, it was better than Sony's. At least they showed the system.
Yeah, that's okay. That's
And then to put out another trailer right before Xbox's trailer and still not show the system is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, they just showed like glimpses, like glamour shots.
It could have been the PS2. Like
PS2 with big ass vents.
Big vents. It's actually somebody else's computer in the office.
Right?
Yeah. That was kind of a dick move.
Like, yeah, hey, remember like, us? Ah, gotcha, bitches.
Remember us? We just announced console 2.
But yeah, we're not stuff. Showing you.
And then Nintendo's like, oh, we're not going to E3.
Hey, guys, remember, we're not going to E3. We just want you guys to remember.
No conference.
Feel sorry for us.
I know.
I could give a shit what the PS3 looks like. I give a shit what the Xbox looks like.
I know, me too. I'm just saying. I mean, it is kind of fucked up to not show somebody what the console looks
like. Yeah, it was supposed to be a reveal. The PS4
reveal. Yeah, and it was a reveal. Like Microsoft, if Microsoft would have gone first and done it in May, let's say that Sony didn't do theirs until E3. In May, on May 21st, they could have got away with not showing the Xbox because E3 was less than 20 days away. They did it in February and didn't show the PS4. That's a long time to wait till only show the control and have to wait 6 or 4 months to see the actual console.
I'm starting to think, like, this is Sony's.
Terry's making a prediction, guys.
It will be black, possibly matte or glossy.
And
it will have silver trim. It will be box-shaped.
And it will say PS4 on it.
What color?
It'll be black.
Not gray?
No, it will be black.
Are you a fool?
Fool! It will have a slot where you put your disc in. It will have USB ports. Four of them!
Awesome. What do you think? 2.0s?
Yes.
No.
Nope.
Yes. Yep. No.
It'll be 2.0.
I think it'll be 3.0s.
Reason to do 3.0. You don't use the USBs on them for anything anyway on the PS3. You only use it to charge your controller.
What do you think, Bluetooth?
It'll have Bluetooth. PS3 has Bluetooth.
I know, I was asking Terry, for Christ's sake. He's
having Jules!
Will it have a slot for a third-party hard drive?
No!
Really?
They don't.
What about
do
the
that.
Xbox?
Yeah, they do.
PS3? No.
Yeah,
that
they do.
It's locked in there.
Yeah, PS3, you can change it,
you can change it. Yeah, there's no slot though. They don't make it easy. They make you work for it. They make you break. They make you void your warranty for that.
Yep. PS2, you could.
Yeah.
PS2, you just shove that thing in the back.
You slap that hard drive on the back.
Your browser drove me crazy on PS2. Like, try to get to your game. Throw me at the fucking wall.
I was sad to see that my PlayStation 1 doesn't work.
Scott says mine does.
I should see if they sell the laser assembly.
I was going to say, I can see if Scott can try it out and maybe give it to you.
Nah.
Make a handheld PS1?
Did they?
I'm asking.
I don't think
so. Oh, they made the one that you could, like, put the TV on top of.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. It was the PS1.
But not the original PlayStation.
Not the PSX. It's the PS1.
Well, look at that. Freaking $17. It was super easy to find this. Yeah, PlayStation 1 laser assembly. There you go.
Yeah, we got those.
Yeah, look how basic it looks, dude. It's like the smallest little ribbon thing.
Slap the hand, you good.
Oh, are you trying to fix your PlayStation?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that one thing that's been making its rounds. I don't know where you get it. I think it's on ThinkGeek. That, like, emulator, but, like, it's an actual, like, handheld system.
Oh, yeah, where they, like, took apart. It looks like just like the system.
No. It's like an actual, like, production.
Yeah, yeah, and it's got like the buttons on the side, right? And it's like in the middle. Are we talking about the same thing?
Maybe. It's in black.
Is it like an N64?
No, it looks more like a Game Boy Micro.
But what is it? What is it operating?
I don't know. It's just a little handheld thingy that has an emulator on it for like Super Nintendo and Nintendo. And
I've seen the one where there's actually like the cartridge that goes, like you could use your old cartridges.
Yeah, that's emulators. Yeah, they have stuff like that, like Superboy and all that. But like this one is like you load up your ROMs on a micro SD and just pop it in.
That's pretty cool.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, I miss my R4. I still have it. I just can't use it. And I have my Ace card.
What is it? Let me see.
I can't use it either because my DS got updated. Uh-huh. Someone, I lent my DS to somebody and they let it update. And now I can't use my Ace card. I can't do anything with it now.
Updating it breaks it?
It doesn't break it. It breaks the being able to use those cards. Because of the anti-piracy. Right. The way it works is you have to install something into the DS, like programming itself, beforehand. But you have to do that using the Ace card. But you can't do that if it already has the anti-piracy stuff on it, because it won't recognize the Ace card. So it's a vicious cycle. And I can't use my Ace card on it. I can play regular stuff with it, but that's it.
You know they made one for the 3DS R4?
Yeah, I'm sure they were on top of that, like, day one.
I want a 3DS.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah. I think we all agree. We all do.
I didn't want one, even when Ocarina of Time came out and all that, until I saw fucking Ace Attorney 5. I was like, now I need one.
I just want to play Pokemon.
Those are the two things. It's like, I would love to have Ocarina of Time, but I didn't care for it that much. And I also wanted it for Kingdom Hearts 2, but then I played Kingdom Hearts and I was like, God, this is just confusing as shit. It's hard to play without two sticks. It's really hard to play without two sticks. So there was that, and that just frustrated me. But yeah, I wanted it for Pokemon and fucking the new Mario and the other new Mario, the Dream Team one, that one looks good.
The DS emulators just don't cut it on the phone.
And Ace Attorney.
I want to try that Mario Kart game that you guys are always talking about how awesome it was.
Fucking Mario Kart DS?
Yeah.
It was great online. Great online.
Can we play it together?
Yeah.
If you have an actual DS.
Me, Alex, and
there's no emulator?
Time.
The emulator can't do the Nintendo Wi-Fi thing.
Yeah. Fucking
the technology's too high.
That sounds wrong.
Once you get Snake down, that's it. You snake your way to victory.
Just good time. Very. That's like our original Sonic Racing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dirty racing.
Yeah, we're getting a little vicious with Sonic these days. It wasn't like that before. We used to play and just play regularly. Now we're all trying to ram each other off the road.
I saw you the other day. This kid, we were playing online, and I thought, you know, someone joined. You know how in Halo, when two people are playing locally and they're going online, it has the two next to the gamer tag?
Or the one?
Yeah,
the one or the two. Something like that. Someone like that joined the game. Two people with the same gamer tag, and one of them had the two.
On the same computer.
And to me, in my head, I pictured like a little kid and his brother, you know, they're playing Sonic Racing. Yay! As soon as the race started, first race with them, Terry wrapped one of them, pins him on the wall. This guy's head is hitting the wall and sparks are coming from it. And it happened right in front of me. So I'm racing and I'm
welcome
like,
Sonic, you little bitch!
Terry, why?
That's what I said. I was like, Terry, no!
Brother!
He just like holds him.
This Terry turned him around. He did it like a 180, and Terry just drove.
Jerk.
Messed up.
I'm like, Terry, no! He goes, what? He's gonna learn to race out!
He's gotta race plus, he's gotta learn how. He's gotta learn the rules.
Terry's all about that, man. Welcome to Halo, bitch.
It was horrifying.
Best way to get good at a game is just get thrown into the shit.
Dude, okay.
I mean, I'm where I'm at in that game because I play on S rank with these motherfuckers all the time.
Dude, Scott is incredible at Halo. And he, like, came off the, like, hadn't played it, played it, like, once or twice at Sean's house. And just, he sends me a text 2 days after getting it, and it's him getting 34 kills and 13 deaths. Like, over half the kills. I was so impressed. It's a natural gift.
You done well, boy.
I was so proud.
You're making me so proud.
He beat Tyler the other night. Oh.
What's up, Tyler?
He was like, he's level 5, and he's like, I just got 5 assassinations, and like 2 of them were Tyler.
Good.
I remember that day on beach, though. With Terry. Little level 1 joined the game. Terry's like, I'm going to go say hi. Runs over. I turn the corner just in time to see Terry pin him on the ground and snap his neck.
I was right next to him.
Welcome to Halo, bitch.
It's because he killed me. Like, he killed me, like, once or twice. And I went back for him.
I, like, rounded the hill and just saw Terry just, like, welcome to Halo, bitch.
Terry's vicious.
Look, it's like back before parties.
Those kids quit the race right after.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
Oh, you ruined it.
Good. Terry right, kills children's dreams.
You play with Terry, you better bring your A game.
Well, guys, should we end this podcast?
Get slapped around.
Yeah. That's a good spot to end.
Oh, do we have to?
Unless you got something entertaining to talk about.
Ah, shucks.
Dude, all this Halo talk is making me want to go play Halo, so let's go.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the podcast. What is this, episode 106?
Yep.
We'll see you next week. Hopefully, we'll see you guys, well, this will come out before the stream for sure, later tonight, probably about 9 p.m. Pacific time, maybe a little bit later, for an insane Minecraft stream. And we'll have a lot of fun with that. We'll try to get the community involved too and bring you, some of you guys in. And, well, just die a lot.
Hopefully I can be there.
Yeah, and hopefully Ryan will come. If not, maybe a little bit later in the night.
Yeah, definitely later in the night I'll be there.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Of course.